Chapter 13. The Special Orders Room. Anna got home about 10 o'clock. She turned on the radio and listened to the news. The chairman of ICS was dead, and Mr. Reisman was the new chairman. Anna didn't sleep that night. She was thinking about Dave Slayton and the special orders. What were they? What was Dave Slayton doing in that room? On Saturday morning, she went to the shop. Dave said nothing to her. He was angry because Anna had not worked on Friday. He didn't ask about her day off, and Anna didn't tell him about it. At 11 o'clock, Dave left the shop. He got in his car and drove off. Anna was alone. This was her chance. She went to the back of the shop and turned the handle of the locked door. But the special orders room was not locked. Dave had forgotten to lock it. Anna opened the door and went into the room. It was a small room, dark and hot. Anna turned on the light, but it was not a very strong light. She looked round the room. There was a small table, two old chairs, and a lot of boxes. That was all. Special orders. There were no order books, no papers, no pencils. Anna walked round the table. It was difficult because there were a lot of boxes on the floor. Anna opened one of the boxes and looked inside. She found some old magazines and newspapers. Underneath, there were some dirty old clothes. But underneath the clothes, she discovered some money. Lots of money. British money, French money, American, German. There was money from all over the world. Anna was amazed. She had never seen so much money before. She looked round again and found Mike Bailey's case. It was empty. Then she found Arthur Reisman's briefcase. That was empty too. Then Anna looked into a bigger box. Inside it were some dolls with broken arms and legs. One of the dolls was very beautiful, but it had a broken arm. Anna put it on the table. Then Anna found a book about football. Inside there were some pictures of footballers, but the pictures were all torn. Anna put the book on the table. Anna looked into the box again and found some little cars. Most of them were broken. She found a small model aeroplane. It was broken too. Anna put all these things on the table. What a strange collection. There was the money, the broken doll, the toy cars, the model aeroplane, and there was the football book with the torn pictures. Anna looked at the things on the table. What were they for? Why did Dave Slayton keep them in this locked room? Suddenly, Anna jumped. There was a noise behind her. Someone was standing at the door. Chapter 14. The Special Customers. "What about the diamond rings?" said a voice. It was Dave Slayton. He was laughing. "I left the door open for you," he said. "I wanted you to go into this room this morning." Anna was frightened, but she tried not to show her fear. "You haven't found the diamonds," Dave said again. Anna remembered Greta Gordon's diamond rings. Were they in this room too? "Here," said Dave. He came into the room and picked up an old box. He took out the rings and threw them on the table. "They aren't yours," said Anna. "They belong to Greta Gordon."
"They belong to me," laughed Dave. "She gave them to me."
"But why?" asked Anna. "Why? Why did Greta Gordon give you those diamonds? And all this money? Who gave you the money?"
"My special customers," said Dave.
"My special customers gave me the money.
It's mine now."
"Mike Bailey and Mr. Reisman gave you all this money?" asked Anna.
"Yes," said Dave. "You have seen some of my special customers, not all of them."
"But why do they come?" Anna asked again.
"These people come to me for help," replied Dave Slayton. "I help them, and they pay me."
"But how do you help them?" asked Anna.
Dave Slayton picked up the beautiful doll with the broken arm.
"You remember Joanna Lee?" he asked Anna.
Anna thought for a moment.
"Joanna Lee?" she said. "Yes, of course I remember her. She's the actress who broke her arm. Greta Gordon got her part."
"That's right," said Dave Slayton. "This doll is Joanna Lee." Anna felt more afraid. What kind of man was Dave Slayton? Dave Slayton pointed to a torn photograph in the football book.
"Who's that, Anna?" he asked. Anna remembered the face. She had seen it on TV.
Brian Thomas, she replied. He's a goalkeeper.
He was a goalkeeper, said Dave Slayton. Anna was terribly frightened now. Dave Slayton was an evil man.
Dave Slayton moved close to Anna. He picked up the broken aeroplane.
And what do you think this is? He asked Anna.
Anna knew the answer, but she was too afraid to speak.
Dave Slayton took Anna's arm and held it tightly. Anna tried to move away. Dave Slayton laughed and held Anna more tightly.
Listen, Anna, he said quietly. I want you. I need you.
Marry me, Anna. Don't marry Peter. Marry me.
No, no, she cried. Let me go! Let me go!
But Anna, you still don't understand, said Dave Slayton. I have strange powers. I can give you everything you want.
He looked into Anna's eyes. And my children will have these powers too, he continued.
I will give you money and diamonds. And you, Anna, you will give me children.
Anna was terrified now. She kicked Dave Slayton very hard and he let go of her hand.
Anna moved quickly. She ran out of the special orders room, through the front of the shop, and out onto the street. She ran all the way home.
Chapter 15. The 31st of October. When Anna got home, she felt terrible and went to bed. In the evening, Peter came to see her, but Anna was ill in bed.
I'll come and see Anna tomorrow, Peter told Anna's mother.
Again, Anna did not sleep all night.
The next day, Sunday the 31st of October, was a terrible day for Wood End.
Anna stayed in bed. She had a fever, and her mother phoned the doctor. The doctor came immediately.
Anna's very ill, said the doctor to Anna's mother.
I'm worried. I don't know what's wrong with her. I'll come back again tonight.
That afternoon, Peter came to Anna's house. He tried to speak to Anna, but she was too ill. He sat quietly beside her bed.
At about 7 o'clock, Peter heard shouting in the street. He went to the window and looked outside. People were running and shouting, Fire! 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 There's a fire at the corner shop!
Peter ran out of Anna's house and into the street. There was a big fire on the corner. The shop was in flames. Nobody could see Dave Slayton.
His car's here, said Mr. Hart. Dave must be inside.
Then the villagers saw him. He was standing at an upstairs window.
Jump, Dave! They shouted. Jump! Save yourself!
But Dave did not move. He was standing at the window, and he was laughing. Some of the women in the street started screaming.
Mr. Hart tried to run into the shop, but the others pulled him back.
Flames were leaping up from the shop. The flames reached Dave Slayton. The villagers saw that he was still laughing. That was the last time they saw him. The flames hid him completely. No one was able to save him, and no one ever saw him again.
Peter went back to Anna's house. The doctor was in the kitchen, talking to Anna's mother. Suddenly, there was a scream. They ran upstairs to Anna's